Kitchen Tune-Up can tunify your kitchen and give you a functional and inviting space in only 1 to 5 days. And many projects are only $99 to $249 a month. Request a free virtual consultation at kitchentuneup.com and get ready to love your kitchen again.
All right, we say good morning to Karen Palka from A Beautiful Me, which is celebrating a milestone this weekend. Karen, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
And congratulations on A Beautiful Me's 13th birthday. You've got a teenager on your hands there.
I know, right? Just those teenage years. Thank you so much.
Let's take us back to the beginning. I mean, you and I probably started talking not too long after you launched A Beautiful Me. How did this all start for you?
True. We did talk like, oh my gosh, probably 2009 or 2010, right at the beginning. It really began, I'm a graphic designer by trade, when I started to see my self-worth and watching my daughters and their friends grow and noticing this shift that happened at this age of 8 and 9 and didn't really understand it. And I thought, what happens if they never find that they have value and purpose? So I just thought I'd start a little hobby, you know, put a name out there, register it on April 24th and just kind of do things on Saturdays. And the girls really took to it and they learned from it. And I watched them grow in such a positive way that it just kept growing. And now here we are 13 years later and having reached over 10,000 women and girls.
Wow, that's amazing. You probably couldn't have even imagined 13 years ago what A Beautiful Me would look like today, huh?
No, I thought if we reached 1,000 girls, I thought that would have been great, let alone what could happen in 13 years. You know, someone told me once, I used to say, I just want to see the big picture. And they're like, no, you don't. And I think the big thing is that we just have to take one step at a time with any vision that you have or your heart beats for something that you think is a need in a community. And I feel that this is needed everywhere. We're looking at licensing and copywriting our curriculum so that it can reach more girls outside of Michigan. But really, my heart beats for St. Clair County, and that's why we've focused on my office there and our store.
The store has really been the visible thing that that people maybe who'd never heard of A Beautiful Me before, they at least know where the closet is, right?
That is true. You know, whenever you have a brick and mortar, you become more aware to people. Because we focus on our fifth grade program inside schools, we never needed that brick and mortar. And when we started working with teenage girls through this store, people are starting to go, oh, wait a minute, my daughter went through this or my granddaughter went through this, and they're associating it. So it really has helped. I see the life of the young girl. And now when they're 18, 19, they're coming back and volunteering with us.
The store, it's a resale shop, but it's run by young women, essentially, right?
Yeah, basically. So we kind of, you know, in the world of a nonprofit and for impact, it's a social enterprise, similar to like Habitat 3 store. So all of the dresses are donated, but half of them are brand new, because we have relationships with bridal stores that give us, you know, 6 months ago inventory. And then the teens learn business and life skills through our paid staff and our curriculum. And that's the part that we watch these girls. Some of them, you know, they're like, oh, I didn't understand that worked that way. Well, you know, sometimes you don't have exposure because we're trying to educate through what the state mandates. And this is just unconventional. And it's a really great program for any teen girl that can apply. It's not just for a specific girl.
13 years on, you must have graduates of your program that are adults coming back now to visit from time to time, huh?
Yes, and as we reflect back on these 13 years through photographs, some of the girls, I'm like, oh my gosh, look at you. You were in fourth grade. Now you're graduating from the Blue Water Middle College. You know, that Shauna that I brought to interview with you once before. And that's why last year we started our endowment fund with the Community Foundation and Eastern Michigan Christian Foundation, because it's about longevity. You know, an endowment fund is something that people can give into as legacy gifts. And I just bring that up because it's not a hobby. You know, it was only a hobby for a year, and then it became this business that we want to see around in 50 years from now.
And I want to talk about what you're doing to celebrate this weekend, because it's an event downtown. But first, I just want to ask you, Karen, what do the next 13 years look like to you?
Oh, I think that's the licensing pieces, you know, so that we can reach more girls outside. The closet itself, because it's something we can control right now with the world that it is, we anticipate really making this beta model, this pilot model, and then duplicating it in other cities. I just see, you know, focusing on Southeast Michigan, but I can see this happening. And I kind of look at the next 10 years because, you know, we talk about 13, but I think I could see that happening. And watching this thing, watching this amazing organization just be able to reach more girls. And if our community is filled with women that are confident, and I'm not just, it's just our focus lane is women, then it has a direct impact in how the community operates and works when you have healthy decision makers.
Yeah. Well, that's a great point. So you're celebrating 13 years of A Beautiful Me this weekend. What do you got going on tomorrow?
Yeah. So at our, because we have the brick and mortar, we brought in Wonder Wolf Entertainment. Michelle twists balloons, like, you know, the balloon animals. She's going to be there. It's all free. We have popcorn. We have a great downtown that has contributed many different gift certificates for a door prize, big door prize raffle. So we just invite people. It's kind of like an open house, because if people feel comfortable, you know, they just want to come for 5 minutes and say, hey, you know, or if someone wants a tour, we're willing to give tours of the store. So it's just really just going to be a celebration of the many years, and I'm looking forward to it.
Well, that's fantastic. Noon to 3 tomorrow at The Closet in downtown Port Huron, A Beautiful Me turning 13 years old. Karen, thanks for all that you do and this organization does, and we'll look forward to the next 10 to 13 years and see what's ahead.
Sounds good. Thank you, Paul, for chatting.
You bet. Anytime. Take care. Bye-bye.